It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There. Ruth with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering excellent reporter. How's that? Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, we start off with a somber note about an accident that occurred in Sharon on Saturday. There was a one car that went into a house on Amenia Union Road near the golf course, country club. It's reported there was one fatality and two injuries. Their roads were closed for quite a while, and we don't have any confirmation on the victims at this point, although there's a lot of speculation. Lots of crews out there, of course, and it's always, very sad when we have something like that within the region.
But, were the victims in the car, or were they in the car and the house?
The victims were in the car.
In the car, okay. So yep. Nobody in the house got injured on that one?
As far as we know, no, it okay. was. And there are pictures in the paper today of the house. Car went right through the fence and up into the house, and wow. Part of it is boarded up. I'm sure we'll get more information as time goes on. But,
No idea who the victims are.
Well, we have ideas, but we can't confirm.
Can't confirm.
So,
okay.
Nope. Yeah. I
understood.
Yeah. But we'll certainly try and get that information. Okay. On a nicer note, the We Can Row group rows at a Salisbury school and uses their boathouse and boat. This is a group of cancer survivors, and they I had an interview with them this week, and they have been chosen to go to take part in an exhibition at the head of the Charles in Boston. That's on October 18th. Amazing group of people. There are eight of them who are going. This group, got together because they have a common experience, but they have turned it into something very positive. Used to be just women. Now there are men, and so they're very excited, and it's quite a feat to be able to be invited to this competition, I guess you'd call it. What's very interesting is Cicely Hayek. I'm sure you folks know her from Sharon. She is part of the group. She is 84 years old and probably one of the oldest in the competition worldwide.
Now, what is it? They're rowing?
Yep, they are rowing.
Right, I'm not a good sports person. So
yeah,
give
like
me
crew, you know. Like
okay,
rowing.
Okay. And she's going to be on crew?
Yep.
Wow. God love her.
Absolutely. So, as I said, we met the other night for interviews, and they've been able to, they can now even joke around about their diagnoses, and it was a very spirited group of irreverent humor sometimes about their illnesses, their past illnesses. So I'm looking forward to hearing how they do. It's 4 meters, and they it's part of a large head of the Charles is a huge regatta, and so they'll be part of thousands of hundreds rowing, thousands watching. So
hundreds rowing, thousands watching. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for that on YouTube.
Yes. Yes, and actually, you can go to their website. I think it's We Can Row. You can Google it and watch. They talked about the peace and quiet and beauty of sailing on that, or rowing, sailing on Lake Washington, and the sunsets and the eagles flying above, and you can see their on their video as they go along. It's just amazing. What you don't see is them hauling these boats and working hard and really using all their strength, but it's amazing. So, yes, I would encourage people to look it up.
And the boathouse is pretty. I mean, I don't know how this happened, but when I first came here decades ago, I had a friend who rode every week. So, you know, it was just always part of, I don't want to call it Salisbury, Salisbury lore. It was just always part of it. You could row. And I, you know, somewhat special. I know we do not have a Falls Village rowing team. Or crew, so.
Yeah. It really is special.
Yeah.
And the boathouse is beautiful. They've built a new
Absolutely.
Boathouse. And they talked about walking or driving down this long road to get to the lake, and you just, once you come upon that lake, it's just magical. So, a nice story, very nice story. Not so nice is the Canaan still going on, the little turmoil there between the town clerk and the selectman, and at a meeting last week, Chris Jacks, the head of the Democratic Town Committee, got up and gave his version, said that he was disappointed that the Democrats weren't given notice of that something was missing on their endorsement slate. And after a court hearing, the two candidates whose offices were not listed were taken off the ballot, while the Republican person was given notice and could correct it. And then First Selectman Brian Oler gave a 40-minute timeline of everything that's happened, his version, and then ended by saying, unfortunately, the assistant town clerk has now decided to resign because of all the turmoil that's going on. So
what? Now they have no town clerk, or they have a town clerk, but they won't let her in the building.
Right, okay. Exactly. She still is formally town clerk, but they will not let her in the building. He said, Brian Oler went through the whole thing saying, you know, I can't have a disgruntled person in there, and we have to restrict access.
So who's running? What's the?
Well,
excuse my ignorance. I don't know how many people. Does that work? Do those responsibilities just automatically go to someone else, or?
Well, I guess I don't know. I mean, it couldn't happen at a worse time, because you have an election coming up, and the town clerk has to
absentee
oversee.
Ballots. They handle absentee ballot stuff all kinds of operations. There's usually more than one person in the office at this time when you've got an election going. Most of them have clerks and assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And I should. This is baffling.
Going to have somebody come in. The only person left. Well, the assistant clerk is leaving as of the 16th, so that's this week. And the only person left is the executive assistant to the selectman, who was made an appointed assistant town clerk about a month ago, I guess.
Well, there's certain qualifications and criteria have to fill, because I believe there are classes and various certifications you have to be a town clerk, if I remember correctly. So you can't just plop anybody in there.
I would think so. It's a very complex job nowadays,
yeah.
As we know.
So did you say the executive assistant became the executive
an assistant town clerk?
Became the assistant town clerk?
So there were two assistants, and Gene Jackier.
Right. There is still one assistant town clerk?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and I guess they're going to hire somebody quickly from another town, I guess, an experienced person to come in, but I haven't heard specifically who that would be.
And what is the next what is the next quote event unquote to resolve?
You have a person running on the Republican ticket, so as of November, you know, after the election, it would appear that person would take on the job.
And are these all? Wasn't there some issue about who was on the ballot and who isn't?
Yeah, well, they were. Gene Jackier, the current selectman, was running. A town clerk was running as a Democrat, along with Carol Overby, who was running for Board of Finance. But they neglected to put their office on the ballot, and so They had a court hearing, and the judge ruled that they could not be on the ballot because that information was missing. So
I'm going to go out of our region for a moment. I just saw a news story. It was the New York Daily News that they have messed up the New York mayoral ballots. And the ones that were already out, they're no good. And I also know people who have, quote, absentee voted already.
Yeah, you have early voting and all this stuff. Do we have early voting in the municipals?
Yes.
We do. When does that start?
I just heard Stephanie Thomas yesterday. She was on something like the 20th, somewhere like.
Oh, okay. We're not far away from that then.
Oh, right.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. This is this election in North Canaan is going to be a. I'm not sure how to describe it. I don't know. In my head, I'm trying to wrap my head around how you can keep the elected town clerk out of the building. You know, if she was a murderer and in prison and everything, that might be something. But, you know, I would love to hear how you can do that. Why that's
unbelievable.
Well,
he said, first selectman said he had legal advice that unless the two legal entities, hers and his, and the towns get together and come together, that he can keep her, restrict her access, is how he put it. So.
Wow, there's a job to be done, but
it's put a black eye on Canaan. People are talking about
certainly does. Well, and you have a challenge in the first selectman's race as well. There,
yes, yeah.
So you know,
Jesse Bunce, who was on the board, is challenging Oler. Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Fortunately, all the other towns, I think, are pretty. Tom.
Yeah, I haven't heard any issues. Everybody seems to be rolling around. Ballots are okay.
Yeah. You only have Salisbury has a contest for selectmen.
Yep.
And me and Kent has a contest for just selectmen. Otherwise, no opposition at the top of the ticket for most of these towns.
Yeah. That's interesting. I want to jump back for just a moment to what we were talking about, the row. The website for this one, it's the Tri-State Week in Row, and it's rowstrong.org.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Just so people have that.
Yeah. I think people would really be interested and could click on. It's really my hat's off to these folks. It's an amazing feat. Yeah. Okay. In Kent, they finally approved the 13-unit affordable housing apartment building that's going to go up on land near the current South Common. There was a little bit of a glitch at the last hearing, and so they continued it, and this past week they approved it. It's 2.5 stories with, as I said, 13 apartments. The only controversy was with the fire department. The chief, Alan Gobble, had said his group had requested that the aerial truck, a ladder truck, be able to park in the park and recreational parking lot, which is nearby. There was an outcry from the first selectman and the park and rec guy saying, you know, we really need those spaces. They're right next to the tennis courts. And if there is a fire and the trucks have to come in, that they can come through a pathway through the transfer station, and they don't need a designated place to park their truck. So that was the only debate during that hearing, but this is on 1.15 acres of land the town is giving to the Kent Affordable Housing. So that's another, as we had last week, the groundbreaking in Sharon for the community center of 4 apartments. Now we have an okay for 13 here in Kent, and there seem to be several projects going on, affordable projects, which is good. I also did a interview this week with the high school's Arboretum and Landscape Committee, and that's a very interesting group, and they're working very hard to put more trees on the campus. As we all know, Housatonic received an award for the most beautiful public high school from Architectural Digest, and everybody tries to maintain that beautiful campus. And this is one group that's doing it as well. But Dave Moran did, who is head of the VOAG department, did announce that they have spotted a, what is it called, a spotted lanternfly. That's the new, very invasive insect that is very destructive, and they're very concerned, and they're going to be working on eradicating the trees that have that in it. I learned all about such things at that meeting. So, stay tuned to hear more about what this group is doing. They also note that they're really pushing for classes to put up trees in honor of their reunions or in honor of a classmate. And so far, there are more than 24 trees that have been planted by classes, which is pretty amazing.
What's it cost to plant a tree? Do you know?
I don't. What did they say? They raise, I think, something like $700 at the last one. I think. Does that sound right?
No.
Maybe that was what they raised, but you have to get more. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's. Well, it depends on the size of the tree and everything you have in. But
right.
Nothing is $700 anymore.
Sorry about that. That tells you how much I don't know. Yeah, but. Yeah, the last group, the class of 75, just had its reunion, and they're collecting money for their tree. Okay, looking ahead, on the 15th, the Falls Village Democrats will be holding a meet and greet at the Senior Center. So that's what I got.
All right, and anything of note from the festivals? They all go off pretty much without a hitch, or did they? There were just so many. There were so many, and then I think
I did not get to
threatening, but it was not as it wasn't as hideous as it was meant to be.
Yeah, I assume things went well. I don't know, Mike. Were you?
No, I was a couch potato.
Yeah. I did see some cute scarecrows the day before going up. I love the one in front of the ice cream parlor, big ice cream cone.
yeah. They had the one across there from the ice cream place with the surgery going on, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did go to Lakeville a couple of times, but I saw no activity in Lakeville at all. It's pretty much become totally a Salisbury focus because they used to have a dinner there at the Catholic Church, but that's not happening anymore. So
yeah, you're right. It's all based pretty much in
It's pretty much a Salisbury thing. So.
Yeah. No, I did not make it up there this year, and I'm sure it was, they have all their booths and dinners and hayrides, kids stuff. I'm sure, as we said, the only thing that is lacking was the brewski. Couldn't do it this year.
And then I think Mike recommended having a wine ski, which didn't seem.
Yeah,
that's right. Well,
did not go over, but that's all right.
Too late to form it, not enough notice on that. So
right. You can start on that now.
We could have a hard liquor ski too, but I think that would be a bit dangerous.
A spirit ski, not good.
You have another note that we're looking at. Crescendo is starting up their season on the 18th of October.
Okay.
For this, that's this coming weekend.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
And,
that is their 22nd season.
Amazing.
Are they doing both Salisbury and Great Barrington?
Yes, they are. The two places at the church in Great Barrington and the Trinity Church in Lime Rock. For each of those concerts, they're online at crescendomusic.org.
Well, good. Certainly have a wide variety of news here.
Yeah, we do. Lots of events. Still more events coming. We did not get dumped on by the Armageddon storm we were supposed to have.
Well, It nor'eastered elsewhere.
Nor'eastered. Well, it never got to the nor'east.
No.
It did get to
the northwest corner.
It did get to the northwest.
It was like more like the southeast.
But it's rolling. You know, these things all have a certain.
Yes, they do.
They have their own path.
All right. Everybody's got their own path, so get out of my path when I'm coming along.
Oh, I think everybody does that automatically.
All right. With all of this being said, it's time to wrap this up.
Okay. Ruth, we appreciate you. We thank you. We can't wait to hear what you discover for us next week. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's intrepid, rambling reporter, wandering, and seeker of information on Robin Hood Radio.